it's Digby here. Hope you're doing well. This is another one of my solo casts where I share a short idea. I'm not interviewing anyone, just an idea that I think will be helpful for you. It's an experiment. And if you like this solo cast format, please let me know. And if you don't, let me know that too. Just get hold of me at hello@digbyscott.com. Right, let's jump into this one. What if resistance isn't something to fight against, but rather a signal that something valuable lies on the other side? I want to tell you a story about that. They say that moving house is one of life's more stressful changes, and having done it again recently, I've learned heaps about the emotional messiness that a shift like this creates. And I've taken some good lessons that I reckon translate well into our organizational context. I moved house because my partner and I decided that we wanted to live together, and rather than one of us move into the other's home, we wanted a fresh place to begin our new chapter. I reckon that was a smart call. But the thing was, as much as I loved the idea of us sharing a place, I also loved where I was living. I'd made it my own, the view is awesome, and it's minutes from one of my favorite beaches. And I had this big resistance to leaving something that I really treasured. Loss aversion loomed really large, you know, that psychological tendency where we feel losses about twice as powerfully as equivalent gains. Loss aversion in the face of a pull towards the new can create naturally some tension. And this was one of those times, you know, the tension between holding on to something I know and treasure and stepping into the unknown. And I did it anyway. Now I'm on the other side of the move. We're in the house, the boxes are unpacked, it's looking halfway decent. And that sense of loss aversion is ebbing away. And I'm discovering what's good about the new place. So for example, my old place had this long, steep driveway that made a simple coffee run really hard to do. But our new place, it's on the flat, and the local coffee shop's just 3 minutes walk from the front door. And in the house, we've created this vibe who reflects who we are, which is really lovely. We've got really creative with that. And also, I'm exploring the neighborhood. I'm meeting new people. And guess what? There's another great beach just around the corner. What was unknown is becoming known. Because we always face changes, right? We're always facing change of some sort. There's organizational restructures. There's new roles that we might take on. We get different colleagues to work with. Life is change. And sometimes change happens to us, and other times we make change happen. Usually it's a mixture of the both. And learning to navigate our interior world, that transition during a period of change, is critical to moving through any resistance we might feel. And here's what's helped me. The three things I want to talk you through. The first one is being in motion. Having stuff to do like packing, logistics, the physical moving of stuff, it gave me a sense of agency involvement, and that felt good. Secondly, it was really important to acknowledge tension, the tension I was feeling, and the loss. And I had a bunch of honest conversations with my partner and also other good friends who provided a really non-judgmental space for me to process, and that helped me move through the messiness faster and keep moving forward. Thirdly, leaning into the new. The first thing I did when we moved in was actually to walk around the neighborhood to see what was there. And I discovered an op shop that had a couple of things we needed for the new place. So I bought them on a whim. And there was that sense of discovery that lifted my sense of possibility, you know, and it's kind of like I got to thinking, actually, this could be a good move. Just that dawning spark was lovely. So if you're leading your team through change, here are a few things you can do. First, give people something to do. Create meaningful involvement, though, not just busy work. And create time and space for people to acknowledge the full range of emotions that might be surfacing, because resistance isn't something to overcome. It's actually something to work with. And third, show what might be possible now that wasn't possible before. There's a great tool by a fellow called Jason Clark called The Four Doors of Change. He delivered a talk at a TED conference, a TEDx conference in Perth. So if you Google Four Doors of Change, Jason Clark, you'll find his tool, which is all about helping people let go of the old and embrace the new in a gentle way, because change is rarely linear and it's often messy. But on the other side of resistance lies possibility. I wonder what possibilities are waiting for you and your team on that other side of that. Hope you found that useful. Certainly got me thinking as I wrote it. And I hope it's something you can take and apply if you're in a period of change right now or anticipating one coming up. Look out for more episodes on Dig Deeper. And until then, I'm Digby Scott. Go well.